Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating
and Air. When you call to have your home or business's heating and air serviced, what do you expect from them? A salesman in a colorful truck? Or do you expect a highly trained expert with your best intentions in mind? The answer is obvious. Call the company that treats you like family. My name's Malia, and I look forward to answering your call.
Family Heating and Air Conditioning is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Nobody cares for you like family. Family Heating and
Senator Jean Brough, dead at the age of 65. Now, I will tell you, I don't believe we ever met or spoke. That's not the story. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Democrat from Indianapolis. It is that I, like you, read a couple of days ago where she decided I'm leaving the state Senate. It's been a battle with my health. I'm going to go enjoy my family. And then 2 days later, we hear about her passing. I'm left to wonder, what did she know when she wrote that letter? Like, when she made that statement. I find that to be... Was she aware of how fraught things were? However that may be, certainly sorry for her family, for her friends, without question. Just that 1-2 of 2 days ago, or you know, Monday, it was this letter. Hey, I'm gonna spend time with my family, and then 2 days later, you hear about her passing. Well, political parties, not the story here. The story here is this was someone's family, this was someone's friend, this was somebody who served, and whether I would have disagreed with intensity on the politics, all the best to her family and all the best to those that knew her. There is nothing easy about running for office. There's nothing easy about doing the thing, and I know that we are an often cynical folk. This one's terrible, that one's terrible, this is so easy, they don't do anything. Part of the reason people don't run is because of how abusive it is. Not only the running, the actual doing. It's madness, it's ridiculous. Who wants that life? There's a reason we don't get the best of the best. There's a reason that it happens. None of that is easy. So even when I disagree with them, even when I don't understand how people could vote for them, in the main, try and make sure my humanity is well intact. State Senator Jean Brough, dead at the age of 65. All the best to her family. All the best to her friends. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Is not a referendum on me. It's an election between me and a guy named Trump. And this is a guy who, whose way he talks about the Latino community is, well, in 2016 he called Latinos criminal, drug dealers, and rapists when he came down the escalator. Now he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. You're the reason why, in large part, I beat Donald Trump. I need you. I need you badly.
and he does not have the quote-unquote Latino vote. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Look, just because I don't believe Biden's going to be the nominee doesn't mean that he isn't going to go out there and campaign. He believes he's going to be the nominee. Nobody's told him yet that he's going to have a health episode that prevents him from being the nominee. And we should be clear about something. I could be wrong. You know how hard it is to get an incumbent off the ticket? Pretty dang difficult. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Immigration, the southern border, the story. The what? The biggest story in America. Who said so? We did. When? From the very beginning. Everybody has come around. This was CNN. Harry Enten is talking to Anderson Cooper. And they're talking about a bit of polling that came out on immigration. And in that polling, well, it tells you exactly what reality is. People clearly take a look at what Biden has done. They remember what Trump did, and they have made their decision. Listen.
And this is one of the trend lines that I think really tells the story that's the difference between this election and the 2020 election. So if you ask voters, who do you think would do a better job handling border security and immigration, what do we see? We see that back in 2020, it was basically a dead even split, right? Joe Biden was slightly favored on it, but not overwhelmingly. And of course, he slightly won the election, not overwhelmingly so. Look at where we are today. In a Marquette University Law School poll that was put out last month, look at that advantage that Joe Biden has on, that Donald Trump has on immigration and border security. It's near 30 points. This is a tremendous change that's going on. And it's no wonder that Donald Trump is running on immigration. And he's not just running on it in a Republican primary. He's running on in the general election. And I also think that's why there hasn't been quite the backlash that you might expect over Trump's comments, some of which that I, of course, wouldn't make. And it's because that voters at this particular point are quite concerned about immigration and they trust Donald Trump on this particular issue.
Harry Enten, first of all, references this polling. The polling from Marquette University Law School and CNBC shows that in 2020, Biden was favored on immigration by 1 point. You can call it a dead heat. In 2024, Trump is favored by 28 points. We look at that and say, of course that's the case. But Harry Enten goes another step, and I thought it was fascinating because it was so honest, I couldn't believe it was on CNN. He talks about rhetoric. Well, they're not the things I would say, but he's not really getting the backlash you would think. Why? Because people are concerned about the border. Could I say that differently and say the reason Trump is not getting any backlash when he talks about the border is because he is speaking exactly the way the vast majority of Americans feel? Said differently, Trump is more connected with the American voter on the illegal immigration issue than Joe Biden. It was so honest from CNN. It was almost shocking because it was an admission of the thing we know as to why Trump still maintains incredible popularity, at least within the Republican Party. He's speaking the way people speak about issues that people are speaking about. He isn't pie in the sky nonsense like the political left screaming about race every 4 seconds. Yeah, I'm a bigot, I'm a racist. How much fentanyl is coming across from Mexico? Yeah, fair share. How many kids are getting raped on the way to the U.S. border? It just is. Very, very interesting take. And hearing Joe Biden out there saying, I need your vote, proving the point. Oh, Trump said this, Trump said that, Trump bad. You know what's bad? The southern border, the death, the destruction, the demoralization of the Border Patrol and the drugs coming into the country. That's bad. The human trafficking, that's bad. Why? The article is entitled "He Fights," and it is written by Evan Sayet, who has a new book out. We'll get him on after I get back from some of these travels. It's over at townhall.com. You can search for it. "He Fights" is the name of the article. And it's about why people are supportive of Trump, and it goes to discussing Abraham Lincoln. And why he picked Grant as his general. He's a drunk, and he's this, and he's that, and he's terrible, and he's awful, and always he's an embarrassment. And the answer was, he fights. Really, really worthwhile article. He fights. Let us not deny how powerful and important that is in a world of people who are absolutely afraid to fight. Don't dismiss it. Meanwhile, interest rates stay right where they are. Yet the Fed says, oh, don't worry, we're probably going to get to 3 rate cuts this year. I think they're lying their butt off. Interest rates don't move. You have this tease of cuts coming. And of course, the markets went up because these people are ridiculous. These people are ridiculous. We are in the 5.25 to 5.5 range, and we will be for quite some time. Jerome Powell can tease it all he wants. He can want the cuts all he wants. Inflation is up 2 months in a row. If I hear 3, why would I think rate cuts are coming? And now we learn that the Biden administration announcing it's going to forgive another $5.8 billion in student debt for 77,700 borrowers. This through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. So we are clear, Joe Biden is trying to buy votes. You can tell me I'm wrong all you want. I will smile at you and I will say bless your heart and tell you how pretty you are. Joe Biden is buying votes. The idea that we're going to say to people, you majored in a nonsense major, you provide no value, you took a loan, you don't have to be responsible for it, obscene. Now, if you told me, hey, we're going to pay off all the loans for nurses, I'd like to talk about that. I mean, if we're going to pay things off, if you're going to at least get me to say, all right, that would be a start. But I would still argue they're the ones who became nurses, right? I don't change my position there. But nope, it's been voted for, and we're gonna pay off something. Well, then I'd pay off the nursing loans. I would do that first. The gender studies people, they wouldn't even be on the list because they don't deserve it. Oh, don't worry, I've got a lot of majors that wouldn't deserve it either. That's right. You're talking about my money. I'll decide who deserves. Matt Bear has got traffic. What's going on, Matthew?
South Side crash westbound 465 near the White River. It is between Harding Street and Mann Road. Left lane currently closed with traffic backed up to Harding Street. Traffic sponsored by Drexel Interiors. Go where the pros go. Drexel Interiors for Timberlake Kitchen to Bath Cabinets. Visit Drexel's Design Centers at 146th Street and River Road on North Shadeland. Online at DrexelIN.com. I'm Matt Bear. Traffic on the fives. Follow us at WIBC Traffic.
Just a reminder that the NIT, that championship is getting played at Hinkle Fieldhouse. No one's talking about it. It's super weird. I mean, we brought it up the other day, bringing it up again. And if Indiana State is going to move its way through, well, then
I think we should be there for some level of celebration. One man's theory that we should be there to celebrate, if only because, honestly, I like a good party. Why not? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Why not? I think, was it Purdue Fort Wayne that moved ahead? I don't know. I'm looking at it right now. I just have a small version. Indiana State is going to take on Minnesota. And then we'll see where they go from there. But yeah, look, any Indiana team that makes it to a semifinals, we should fill it up and have some fun. Why not? You're not getting tickets to see Purdue, and IU is nowhere to be seen. So that is my theory. The Hunter Biden hearing yesterday, it was hilarious. First of all, Hunter Biden doesn't show. He's not there. But the mocking, the nonsense, Tony Bobulinski, who was Hunter's business partners there, he's sitting next to the empty chair where Hunter Biden, you know, that was his spot. And he's like,
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
Well, doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize you, Mr. Bobulinski. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I mean, the whole thing was just, it was nutty. It was nutty. And Representative Ocasio-Cortez, oh, she is the gift that keeps on giving. Every single time she opens her mouth, you can be near guaranteed of something that is just certifiable. Certifiable. In its commentary.
Did you witness the president commit a crime? Is it your testimony today?
Yes.
And what crime do you have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir?
Specifically, you ask me to answer the question. I answered the question.
No,
RICO, you're obviously not familiar with corruption.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category. What is
it's
the
category
crime?
Of crimes that you're then charged?
You
under
have charges.
A long hundred.
You have charges. Sir, please
want me to
name
the exact statute under RICO?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. In this committee room, everyone's not here. There's over 18
all right, sir. I reclaim my
lawyers
time.
That
I
went to law
school. I
reclaim
my time. I reclaim
leave it
my
up
time.
To you guys
okay,
to
thank
define
you,
the
sir.
Statute
I reclaim my time.
Ha! Huh. That is nuts. By the way, the representative has now caused a lot of questions. RICO is not a crime. Well, RICO is the Racketeering, Influence, and Corrupt Organizations Act. Racketeering is a crime, and that would be under RICO. So if you want to argue that it's a category but not a crime, you've got some people asking questions. Because with Trump, it's all RICO, RICO, RICO. Of course that's the crime. I don't mind the question being asked. I mind that it wouldn't have mattered if he said, I saw Joe Biden stab a puppy. She would have said, reclaim my time. I don't believe you. These things are just made for TV moments so they get to go back to their constituents. By the way, her constituents, why are you voting for her? The streets are a mess. She does nothing for you. She only cares about her own ego. That's obvious at this stage of the game. Her childlike policies don't help you. What are you doing? Well, there's a whole story to tell about primaries and how people like her and people like Cori Bush are faring. And the answer is not so great. I just only hope that's the case. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Submitting a draft resolution to the United Nations that calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza that is tied to a hostage release. With all due respect, I don't care what gets sent to the United Nations, and we have to start making a change in this methodology. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The United Nations never met a despot it didn't like. And we now see, and many have seen it for years, that the United Nations is utilized as a cudgel against democracies and used as a shield for some of the worst people, organizations, and nations out there. The United Nations was caught through this organization they call UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Works Agency. This is an agency that all they do is help Palestinian refugees. Outlandish amounts of money. All they do. And some of them were involved in the planning and the execution, as has been reported, of October 7th. The murder of 1,300. By the way, sometimes the number is shown as 1,200. So I'm not trying to overinflate. There are sometimes two different numbers. I want to make sure that I'm saying it properly. I'll gladly say 1,200. It doesn't make anything better. So we're all clear. These UN workers were involved. What does the UN say? No. They were all those statements were coerced by the Israeli army. Every single time they have the opportunity to say this is wrong, they'll say, you know, see what Israel did here. They're not on the side of decency. They're not on the side of democracy. Everybody in Israel leads a better life than everybody in Gaza because the leadership in Gaza doesn't want a better life. They want to use the term, it's an open air prison, although you haven't heard that in a while. If it's an open air prison, then Hamas is the warden. This is what they do. Should we take a look at polling? Oh, the polling. The polling states that amongst quote unquote Palestinians, 71% approve of the attack on October 7th, and 91% say Hamas committed no war crimes. 59% want Hamas to rule Gaza after the war. Okay. No, sure. Two-state solution, no problem. You understand that two-state solution nonsense comes from the political left in America. There's no push for this. There's no want for this in Israel. I'll let the Israelis decide. I'm just going to be supportive of their existence. Might not agree with every policy, might not like every person. That's another conversation. Do I like every person in their government? No. That's not the argument. Hamas has to go. Hostages have to be released. Hezbollah has to be destroyed. Sorry. The terrorist threat has to end. And we all know it. Because if the terrorist threat doesn't end there, it comes to us. It comes to us. Everything we're witnessing is about us. And every single person, group, and organization that is absolutely okay with Israel being destroyed can't wait to get you next. Not because I'm a slippery slope guy, not because I'm a conspiracy theorist, because this is who they are. We can either accept reality or we can close our eyes and somehow pretend that if we just hide enough, everything will be okay. They've already told the Jews to hide. Don't forget to hide your Star of David. Don't forget to not wear a yarmulke, kippah, the head covering. Don't forget to hide this. Don't forget to shy away from that. Don't go to this building. Don't go there. That's today. Tomorrow, Christians, it's you. So why in the world would I send the United Nations a ceasefire resolution? At least it's connected to hostage release. At least. I just don't see it happening. As far as I know, the Israelis are going into Rafah, and that's going to happen soon.